Right now, we have occasional chats with Bill Pond. Bill is, of course, administrator at Noble Horizons on Cobble Road in Salisbury. More information on them available at noblehorizons.org. Good morning, Bill, and how are you on this lightly snowing morning?
Well, good morning, Marshall. Very good, thanks. Thank you.
So we in this country have had good news on the fact that, and also in New York and Connecticut, cases of coronavirus are now starting to drop significantly. Hospital admissions are finally starting to drop significantly, and deaths even starting to drop significantly. The vaccinations continue to go on. As a matter of fact, this week, I think on Thursday, people 65 and older now will be able to get vaccinated. Do you guys feel the loosening of that noose that has been around you for one solid year, where no mistakes could possibly be allowed to happen?
Well, that's true. It has been a year, and boy, I'll tell you what, it seems like yesterday this whole thing started. A year ago, February is just amazing. You know, I think we do a little bit. I'm a little hesitant to say that. We maintain our guard, and we continue to do what we've done for the past year. But with the news in the media looking a little bit brighter on a day-to-day basis, there's a certain peace of mind, I think, that if we keep going in this direction, things will begin to clear up.
Now, do you, as Noble Horizons, and you, with all your residents there, whether they're residents that are in for physical therapy or long-term residents that live there, do you try to communicate the news like that, the good news like that, to them, or do you let them kind of take that in themselves from what they gather?
Yeah, I think part of our relative success over the course of this past year has been the fact that we maintain a very strong, very open line of communication with all the stakeholders involved, whether it's the families of loved ones on campus, the cottagers, or themselves, our residents, anybody that has anything to do, I think, with the care of our individuals is kept in the loop in terms of changes that take place from the state, the numbers that you refer to, visitation, for instance, has reopened. So we maintain a very open line of communication with as many people as possible. And I think because of that, they participate in our overall goal. And it has been so supportive. The efforts in general by those who have some sort of an interest in Noble, it's really been one huge team working towards a common goal, and I think in large part because of the open communication.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on at Noble Horizons. Maybe some things that I'm not aware that you want to get out to the public. But we are, of course, in what I would call the worst month of winter, which is February, where even though you're close to March and close to starting to climb out of winter, it's still a time where spirits have to be lifted. What's going on at Noble Horizons?
Well, the majority of our campus has been vaccinated, both doses. And, I think going all the way back to the middle of December, I think that in and of itself allows everybody to, kind of a bit of a sigh of relief. We're getting through this. March is coming. We're in pretty good shape. We've put ourselves in a position where we can finally start to reach out to the community once again. We're happy to say that we are finally admitting people back into our variety of programs at Noble, and we're doing what we enjoy doing, providing that care, providing the opportunities for those in need. And at the same time, you have a certain amount of accomplishment of having gone through this. I guess I'll throw this out there. One of the things we've kind of celebrated in the last week or so, we're one of just three nursing homes in the state of Connecticut, Marshall, that never did get the virus. And I must say that the that sense of pride and that sense of accomplishment really has carried over into what we do on a day-to-day basis. We've had a few of our staff members who had the virus over the course of the past year, but on campus, outside of just one cottage isolated incident, no one in the nursing home or residential care home was affected by the virus, and that's a pretty good feeling. And you can see how, you know, there's a certain amount of confidence in what everybody does on a given day to know, you know what, we're getting through this. So that's pretty positive for the group.
What's positive about that is that, once again, all the protocols, obviously, that you put into effect kept it out. And, you know, I say this every day when Region 1 releases notes about people that have COVID, and they keep the public actually over-informed. But, you know, when all these meetings were going on over the past summer with all these administrators, and I'm sure it was the same at nursing homes, but in the school district, and all these protocols were set up, well, it is pretty obvious to me that the protocols that were set up at Region 1 is something that Region 1 has something to be very proud of, because they've managed to keep a cap on everything and keep schools operating. And yeah, you should be, as Noble Horizons, as a community that really is even more susceptible to come through it absolutely unscathed and no outbreaks. I think that's you know, once it's all over and you can have a party, I think that's worth a party in itself, Bill.
Well, that's come up a couple of times recently, and I think we probably will do something to recognize it, for sure. But to your point, the community at large, you give a lot of credit to. There's been a lot of interaction between businesses, between the schools, family to family, whatever opportunity exists. And people share ideas. People share successes, discuss what didn't work, the way that one would hope to. But I think that the community level and the involvement that people have had with each other and the outside support has really lended itself to a successful story throughout our area.
Well, just talking to you this morning, and I know how I follow this. I give updates twice a day on COVID-19 throughout our tri-state region, and I've seen ups and downs, but over the past week, I genuinely see numbers going down. And when I hear you talk about the fact that by now you have 100% of residents vaccinated, that you made it through, especially having a few work members that you obviously caught through screening and everything like that. So there was no way that it came in. Those are things that really do make a cold, snowy February morning a little brighter. The fact that, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but to me it feels like we are finally getting on the other side of this.
You really get that sense. And, I certainly support that view that you have, and I believe it as well. We'll continue to move forward as a group, as a community, as a healthcare provider, and to reassure those that we look out for what matters most, and everybody that we care for has a loved one somewhere, and that's important to us, and it's a very extensive line, relationships and so on, and we're just really, really proud to have the opportunity to do what we do, Marshall. Thank you.
You know, what you might want to do there, Bill, is put together a booklet, because, of course, throughout this country, one of the main problems was were homes, congregate living facilities, senior communities that were living together. It doesn't matter what state you were in. That's where most of the problems were. You might be able to make a handbook that in the future can be used and utilized not only from the state but also in other states to see how a situation like yours doesn't have to lead to a lot of COVID deaths where you've actually kept it where it is. I'm serious about that. You might want to hand that instruction manual to the state and say pass it out.
Well, it's not a bad idea. We've been pretty diligent writing down what we've through our course navigating this thing, but That's probably a good idea. Who knows? Maybe we will.
All right. Well, good. Congratulations on all this hard work and all the staff and to the residents and great work. And obviously, we'll speak to you again probably another maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks and just check in with you again, Bill.
Well, when the sun's out and it's about 75 degrees, absolutely.
All right.
Sounds great.
Take care.
Take care. Thanks, Marshall. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Of course, the administrator at Noble Horizons, Bill Pond, with us this morning. More information at noblehorizons.org.